Hi, I need to explain the end of the last recording. I'm on holiday in Ghana with my wife, and I just plugged in my phone because it was running out of battery and put my glasses down on top of a candle, which set fire to my glasses, and I hadn't noticed, and my wife just came in and saved the day, and it nearly set fire to the... Anyway, so you nearly got a recording there of my last minutes of on this planet. Anyway, so basically, on a Saturday, I went back, and Joe, I was asked, the previous student came down pretty much on time, and I had to go up to the room, and the lesson was amazing. It was really fantastic, and I remember, you know, he just basically started from the beginning with me and kind of talked about grip and hand position and had me playing just repeated notes. And I remember him in the first lesson doing this thing where I was playing these repeated notes from the wrist, and he was just flicking my elbow to get a Muller stroke and producing these ridiculous, kind of completely relaxed, very powerful strokes that I was playing because I was playing with the wrist, and he was just flicking my elbow in at exactly the right moment to get a Muller stroke. And that was incredible, and I just don't know how he could do that, especially given he was partially sighted. And my main memory is he got me to play stick control. He never talked about master studies at all, as far as I remember. I never referred to it. He gave me stick control, and he gave me all these exercises that played. You had to play a line. It was a certain page of stick control. You had to play a line, a single line of it, which were kind of mixed up paradiddle kite left and right patterns. And then whichever hand played the last note of the line, then you would play something like 8 bars on just one hand, on that hand, for 8 bars, and then you would play the next line, and then you would just stay on. And then I think we did a certain amount of... we did that for a while, and then we started doing stuff where... one of the exercises at master studies where you do groups of four in each hand, and you do more and more multiples of them. So there's lots of repetition of strokes, but with completely relaxation and focusing on the wrist. But he really helped me to understand how the techniques build up, first with the wrist and then adding in the Muller stroke. We did quite a lot of work on the Muller stroke and then finger technique. And we started to work on finger technique towards the end of the 8 lessons. I think I had 8 lessons from him. And it was all just technique, and lots of repetition, and it was great. I mean, it was really great. I loved it, and he was brilliant. He was absolutely brilliant, and he was absolutely on the money, and it was way up there as absolutely one of the best experiences I ever had as a student. And he's really nice guy, really fun. We had lots of, you know, lots of good crack, and so I'm just gonna check some of the questions. Hold on. Yeah, I don't know if I've got any notes that I took from the lessons. I still have the stick control book, which is back in Scotland. I don't have it here, and I have the master studies book, but I can't remember if I had that when I had lessons with him before I got it later. And I did do quite a lot of the exercises from that book, but I think I worked through them myself afterwards. But and we're talking about 30 years ago when I studied with Joe, so. But what I do remember is this sense of, he used to say, speed comes from relaxation and endurance. So that's why you're doing these really long exercises with repetition, and it's all about trying to be as relaxed as possible and play for a long, just like this sort of very long. And I would just go home to where I was staying and practice for hours and hours, just doing these exercises. So when I went back to the next lesson, I'd been practicing hours a day, you know, just on a practice pad. And I was kind of going out to jam sessions and gigs and stuff like that as well. But a lot of the time I was just sitting in my friend's apartment and practicing. And there's an interesting story to tell about my relationship with the woman I was staying with, but that's for another time. But yeah, so he totally changed how I teach, you know, and I always teach a combination of the stuff that Joe taught me and a few other teachers in terms of technique and this sense of repetition from speed, from relaxation and endurance and rebound. And then I have this clear idea for myself of there's a warm up in master studies where you do alternating 8 single strokes and then groups of 4 in each hand, and each time you multiply, you do an extra multiple. So the first time you do, sorry, groups of 8 on each hand. So you do 8 alternating, 8 on the right hand, 8 alternating, 8 on the left hand, 8 alternating, 16 on the right hand, 8 alternating, 16 on the left hand, and so on, so on, so on. You just add them, and then we started filling in the gaps between, you know, so you're playing on the right hand and you start filling in the gaps with the left hand to make single strokes. And we definitely did that with Joan. We also started doing a Muller stroke accent. My wife just yelled in the bathroom, hold on a second. It's okay, the shower head fell off, so she's fine. We also had a lizard just now as well, so the incidents keep coming. Yeah, and I think as a teacher, you know, studying with him gave me this real confidence that I'd kind of gone to the source and really knew, you know, because I'd always, as a sort of self-taught drummer, I'd always wondered about whether my technique was right and whether it, you know, whether it was, I wasn't better because I didn't have, and that's kind of why I'd gone to him, was to try and just get a sense of security in my technique. And he really gave me that, but as well as making me feel secure as a drummer, he also gave me this tremendous sense of clarity of what was going on as a teacher. And I think it's been a huge asset to my drum teaching ever since. And I also just really, there was something about falling in love with drumming on a deeper level, and the love of practicing pure technique and really thinking about the physiology and anatomy of. So, I mean, I remember that we talked quite a lot about my wrist position. So I remember I'd sort of seen people do Muller technique and various things and thought it was just nonsense. I couldn't understand what they were talking about. But he explained to me that what we call anatomically called supination, pronation, which is a sort of rotational flexion of the wrist as opposed to an up and down flexion extension of the wrist. If you're not doing supination and pronation, you can't do the Muller stroke, and then you lose access to this very relaxed power that comes from the whole arm. And so I started teaching this sort of, the way I teach it now is I get people to imagine they've dip their hand in a bucket of custard and they're flicking off the custard off their hand really hard, and that is like effectively what a Muller stroke is. It's this wave that comes down the arm, starting at the shoulder with the elbow coming in and out again, and this flick of a relaxed wrist at the end. And for that to work, it has to be a rotation. And so that convinced me that I had to start, I had to use a rotational foundation of my wrist technique. And it totally changed a lot of things about how I approached drumming and a technical foundation in teaching. And there was this sort of general sense of loving it even more. I always loved it, but I loved it even more in a sense of just knowing what to do, you know, and what I needed to do. And as for mentioning, he obviously talked about Stone because we had the book, and I think I'm pretty sure he talked about George Longstone and lessons, but I can't remember any, unfortunately, I can't remember any stories told me about that. Now, the odd grouping notes, we didn't do that in our lessons, as far as I remember. I've hopefully covered as much as I can remember from the lessons, but clinicians didn't do a clinic. Talking about Kenny Clay and Ronnie Verrill, I don't recall him mentioning these guys, but I do remember him talking about Jim Kilpatrick, or a pipe band drummer, and I actually had one of his videos, and he's like a sort of very technical rudimental drummer, and Joe talked about being on a clinic with him or some sort of, and really, it was Alex Duthert was the guy, but I think Alex Duthert was a famous pipe band drummer, and he had a book that I'd looked at, and I think Joe talked really highly of him, and hold on a sec. Yeah, I got a real sense that he had a real respect for Scottish pipe band drumming and drummers, and he always, you know, talked about me for coming from Scotland, and I'm not coming from that tradition. I'm not a pipe band drummer, but I actually kind of I went back and looked into it more because of this sort of love of technique that Joe helped to increase in me, and just his respect for all kinds of all that, you know, that pure sort of technical drumming. Yeah, so you ask about favorite recordings. I think the thing is that I wasn't sort of a huge Joe Mueller fan before I studied with him, and I wasn't crazy about Brubeck Quartet and Paul Desmond and stuff like that, although I do really like it. And after I studied with him, I had this tremendous affection for him as a person and a drummer. So I always used to love whenever I heard that band play and hear Joe play. I'm really into Elvin and Tony Williams and people like that. And so it's not... my admiration for him wasn't purely around his playing. But in terms of... one thing that I did see that I really loved was... There's a YouTube video of him playing, his band playing on one of these sort of big American chat shows, like The Tonight Show in the 70s, I think it is. And it's really interesting because Joe looks really uncomfortable. I mean, I agree with you in your question. He's a super relaxed player, and the way he teaches is all about relaxation. So he's got a beautiful technique, and whenever you see any video of him playing, his technique is just gorgeous to watch and look at. But in this Tonight Show, a YouTube video, which I think is The Tonight Show, I might see if I can watch it just now before I speak about it. Yeah, I just watched it. It's Joe Morello on Conan O'Brien from 1995, which must have been after I studied with him. So that's exactly what I remember him looking like when I studied with him, how he looks in that video. And but I didn't see it for that video for a number of years later. And I remember... when I first watched it, just this, first of all, was this sort of, the way his chops looked and his hands looked really reminded me of, because he did play a lot during the lessons, he would demonstrate things a lot, and I remember having this real sense of how his hands worked, and, you know, the wrist and the elbow and the arm and the muller stroke and then the finger technique and how beautifully they all work together, and you can see that in that recording, and it just really reminded me of how his technique worked. But also there was something about, I mean, I've done some live TV, and it's not generally a comfortable situation, especially when you're just doing one song and you know it's going out live, and you got to do a big drum solo. So he kind of launches into this big drum solo, and he just doesn't look totally at ease, you know, which makes total sense. But he's really killing as well while he's playing. But then at the end, he drops a stick. And I can imagine that, A, if you're partially sighted, and B, just dropping a stick like that on live TV on a really massive show like that must just be really horrendous. But he kind of reaches down and grabs a, you know, he tries to catch a stick, but then he reaches down and grabs a stick out of his stick bag, and it's a mallet, and you can feel it's a mallet. He throws it away, picks up another mallet, throws it away, and finally gets another stick. And it just looks like a real nightmare. But he copes with it really well, and then carries on playing and finishes the song. But there's something about it that shows him as a real kind of human being and a great drummer. And the occasion got to him somehow, you know, but he still, you can see what a beautiful technique he had, and what he's playing is really, really cool.